in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados business sector warns new U.S. fees on Chinese cargo ships could steeply drive up shipping costs and consumer prices and threaten jobs here and across the Caribbean. A man hospitalized in critical condition after being shot at My Lord's Hill over the weekend. No one injured, but houses and cars damaged by gunfire at Nelson Street this morning. Bailan residents in deep grief over a second after a second burn victim dies from the gas explosion and fire of a week ago. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI, fears proposed new U.S. fees on Chinese ships could severely hurt Caribbean economies, driving up shipping costs and the prices of goods and threaten jobs. The U.S. proposal includes hefty port fees for Chinese-built vessels of up to $1.5 million U.S. per port call and $500,000 U.S. per call on all vessels owned by companies that have ships constructed in China. Vice President of the BCCI, Paul Ennis, tells Starcom Network News, the business sector has raised the issue with the government here and notes that Barbados's Prime Minister Motley and other regional heads of government are to discuss the matter with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio when they meet in Jamaica on Wednesday. Mr. Ennis believes that unless the U.S. has a change of heart, the implications could be dire.
The implications could be severe, but I see our Prime Minister is leading the charge to represent the interests of CARICOM. If the U.S. implement the tariff as currently prescribed, you can see an increase in freighting costs to the Caribbean in the region of 50-60%, and this would be applied to from raw materials to finished goods that we tend to import. As you know, we import a significant amount of our goods, raw materials from either the U.S. or through the U.S., and this can actually impact the cost of living in Barbados. And in addition to costs of living, it would affect port operations, can also affect employment and costs of doing business in the Caribbean.
Mr. Ennis points out that unless a waiver is granted, other sources of goods may need to be found.
If it goes into effect and there's no change of heart or we can't get a waiver or exemption for the CARICOM or the Caribbean, it can have serious implications for Caribbean economies. And one of the things we would have to look at is sourcing products from other geographies or other countries other than the traditional ones we tend to source from.
The Vice President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Ennis, is a concern shared by Barbados's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, who also warns that higher prices could result from the latest threat of tariffs on Chinese ships by the United States. Speaking at a Barbados Labour Party branch meeting last night, Mr. Simmons warned there could be challenging times ahead for CARICOM.
That vessel is built in China, or belonging to a fleet in which there's as much as one vessel built in China. If it is to call at a U.S. port, it will have to pay a fee of $1 million. But we are now looking at a projected hike. If a container is to come into this country out of a U.S. port, where most of them come from, because even if they're coming from Asia, they tend to pass through, reship, and come back down again. You are looking at $4,000 on top of the cost. So we're back now to record high inflation levels, potentially.
Mr. Simmons says that given current tensions worldwide, now is the time for Caribbean islands to unite on issues of trade and development. This is The Latest. A man has been hospitalized in critical condition after being shot at Odessa McLean Drive, My Lord's Hill, St. Michael, on Saturday. Starcom Network News understands that a 50-year-old man was shot in the neck. He was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a private vehicle about 4 p.m. A resident of the area voiced concern about the gun violence.
Yeah, well, I hear the bullet, but I don't run out my house, I don't got nothing, so I just stand in my little corner here, I ain't going nowhere. I cannot feel good. Every minute, the gun violence, the young fellas and things shooting up one another, and you always be frightened for them to shoot at one another. But when a stray bullet or something don't come and hit innocent people, that's why they're mostly scared of. Yeah, well, a bullet went through my yard and went through the paling and ended up right alongside of my back door. So you will go be frightened. The same time that I shoot him, one of the bullets could have come through my window or something. So,
a resident of Odessa McLean Drive, St. Michael. Well, no injuries were reported, but an elderly woman had a close call when her house and nearby vehicles were struck by gunfire this morning at Nelson Street in Bridgetown. Sharon Chandler tells Starcom Network News it was just after 9 when several gunshots were heard. Bullets pierced her home at Vine Street.
This morning, I didn't feel it too hot, and I get up, start to cook early. When I come by the door, got to let somebody iron. My neighbor iron and bite. Till you hear bear gunshots ran out, all I could do is run in the back. Try running and falling down. You understand? And hollering. Then when I think somebody holler for me, ask me if I okay, and I tell them yeah, and then so, well, bullet gone through my thing. My house.
Is there usual gunshot activity in this area?
No, I could. Just I got my elements and thing. I ain't feeling too hot right now. I haven't had breakfast as yet.
That's Sharon Chandler telling Barry Wilkinson about the ordeal when her house was struck by bullets at Nelson Street this morning. A second burn victim has died from a gas explosion and fire at Bailan St. Michael a week ago. A neighbor of the deceased describes the fire victims as good people. She described the horror of witnessing the aftermath of that gas explosion.
They're the cool, civilized people, man. Down to earth, friendly to every boy around them, I think. But to be honest, you want to see explosion. I only see the explosion front of my camera. But by the time we get out here, the site here was down. The woman had to step out and ask for help. People from through here, who deal with them there before anybody could have got to them. So they had the burns. Then a cruel burns to you. But a doctor, man, when we tell you about anything, he'd already tell you, well, prepare for your worst, because something like that had happened out with them and the people had died too. He'd tell you that, prepare for your worst. But we didn't know that would actually happen for real. Like, but they was good people. They was good people for real.
He described the horror of witnessing the aftermath of the explosion. That's a resident of Bailan, St. Michael. The U.S. has declared a level 4 travel advisory for Haiti and warns Americans to stay away from that country. The U.S. Embassy there, in a statement, said recent gang-related attacks have targeted hospitals and other healthcare facilities, and that healthcare and emergency medical services are not available in many parts of Haiti. Our top stories. The Barbados business sector, through the Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes, warns that new fees on Chinese ships by the U.S. could steeply drive up shipping costs and consumer prices and threaten jobs here and across the Caribbean. A man hospitalized in critical condition after being shot at Mylords Hill over the weekend. No one injured, but houses and cars damaged by gunfire at Vine Street, off Nelson Street this morning. Bailan residents in deep grief after a second burn victim dies from the gas explosion and fire of a week ago. You understand, a man died on Saturday and a lady yesterday. And the U.S. declares a level 4 travel advisory for Haiti and warns Americans to stay away from that country. The lunchtime edition of The Latest. From Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.